If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter number 3. Romans chapter number 3. The Bible says in verse number 9, it says, "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God be my help, on the charges of God. The charges of God. Now, Paul is stating here the case, and it doesn't, and he's saying here that it doesn't really make a difference who we are. Amen? Hello. Now, contrary to what the world tell you today, it makes a difference who you are, whether you're rich or poor or good or bad. It makes a difference. But I want to say, Paul's saying here that it doesn't make a difference who you are. Amen? What makes a difference is who God is. Amen. It makes a difference who the Lord Jesus Christ is and what He wants to do for us. He said it makes no difference whether you're rich or poor, good or bad. He said that we are all under the curse of sin. Sin's around us everywhere. Everywhere you look, you can't hardly get away from it. We try to, but it's hard. Amen? It's tried to stay chaste. It's hard to stay pure. Amen? But in this world which we live, but God says that we're all under sin. They sin all around us. And the only way to overcome sin is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen? And He tells us here that. He said that we're not no better than anybody else. Just because you go to Stony Fork Baptist Church doesn't mean that you're better than anybody else. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We all sin. The Bible says we've all sinned to come short of glory of God. Amen. So we all come up short. Amen. When it comes to things of God. So He said that we've all sinned. He said there's none that's better. He said in no wise. He said, "For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles." Now that word proved really, literally means to be charged. That God's charges, praise God, before Him. The Jews and Gentiles alike. Now the Jews was caught up under the law, had to try to fulfill the law, the do's and the don'ts and the cans and the can'ts. And the Gentiles, the Greeks, they were caught up under philosophy. The philosophy of the world would dictate which direction they would go. But I won't say, praise God, it wasn't meant to be that way. It was meant to be the righteousness of God that leads us in the way of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Righteousness is that's doing right in God. Or in other words, being right with God. Amen. Did you hear what I said? I said that righteousness is being right with God. Amen. Taking what He says, believing it. In other words, it literally means walking in God's ways. Amen. Our ways is different from God's ways. But praise God, God's ways are the right ways. Amen. And we have this charge from God as Paul's given it to us. And we realize by the charge that Paul gives us here in the Word of God in Romans 3, we realize through it that God is in charge. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is it. You say, what? God is in charge. God is in control of everything and every situation. Now, just because sometimes things don't go the way that we think they ought to, we think God's not in control of that, but God is. He's in control of every aspect of our life. So we realize that He is in control. What's He in control? He's in control of the whole universe. The universe that we live in, and the solar system, the stars, the planet that we live on, the earth that we have. Amen. Praise God. They want to call it Mother Earth, but say, praise God, I want to say it's God's. Amen. Amen. That this place belongs to God. This universe, amen. God really, we realize that God's in charge in this universe that we live in. It belongs to God. Say amen right there, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it does? Ain't you glad it don't go? Ain't you glad this universe that we live in, this country that we live in, ain't owned by some politician? Amen. Boy, we'd be of all men most miserable if it was. But this whole universe that we live in, it belongs. It's controlled. Praise God. God is in charge of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The sunshine that we enjoy today. It belongs to God. Amen. I get up, boy, I tell you what, it blesses my heart every time I see that sun come out. I say, glory, hallelujah, praise God, because that belongs to God. He owns the sunshine. He's in charge of the sunshine. Amen. Praise the Lord. What do you think about that? Ain't you glad He is? I'm glad I don't have to get up and say, well, you know what, I don't know if I want the sun to shine today or not, and it'd be up to me. But I'm glad it's up to Him because He knows where we need. He's in charge of the universe. He keeps the solar system spinning, praise God. And He put the sun in the sky. The sun is an amazing thing to me. That thing sets up there and it burns with fire and BTUs. That's unreal. And it's been burning for decades and centuries, and praise God, and it continues to burn. And I said before, it amazes me that sometimes every now and then you don't see a little old speck of something gray go across through there, Brother Matt, where the fuel truck goes to fill it up. Amen, praise God. I remember thinking as a kid, now maybe it sounds so silly, but I got to think, kid, I wonder how God keeps that thing on fire. Amen. God, I have something that'll stimulate that thing, that'll fuel that thing, keep on. But God says the sunshine belongs to me. He said, you don't have to, glory, hallelujah, you don't have to think about it. I put it there, praise God, it belongs to me. He said, just enjoy it. Amen. Praise God. So it's there for us to have. Amen. Ain't you glad when you go to get a drink of water, you don't have to worry about where that water come from? Amen. Praise God. You get thirsty. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you go down to the spring. Praise God. You turn on the spigot and the water comes out. Now, sometimes they might be a hindrance with the flow. Somebody tell me this week if they had to clean out their spring. Sometimes the flow's not like it, but praise God, that water still comes from God. And it may take some time, but sometimes it may be a little more difficult to get to than other times, but I'm glad, praise God, that water comes from God. I'm glad that water of life, praise God, it comes from God. Praise the Lord, when we get to looking for it, sometimes you got to dig for it. Sometimes you got to really seek for it. But praise God, when you find that well of water, praise be to God, it'll nurture your soul. Amen. Why? Because it belongs to God. The sunshine, the universe, the water, praise God, it all belongs to God. And it's all His, praise the Lord. I was thinking this morning as I got the phone call about Scott and getting him new lungs. I got to thinking about the air that we breathe. Amen. Bible says that God Almighty created Adam from the dust of the earth. And the Bible said that He breathed the breath of life into his nostrils and he became a living soul. I want to say, listen to me, youngins. Glory, hallelujah. The very breath that we breathe, the very breath that you breathe, it's more than, it's a gift to God. It belongs to God. Praise the Lord. Every time you breathe out and you breathe in, that's God's gift to me and you. It's that life-giving force, praise God, that God sends down to us. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to anticipate it. Praise God, you just got to enjoy it because God Almighty, in His charge, praise God, He said, I'm God and I give that to you. Amen. Boy, we ought to be the shoutingest people in this country because we know where that comes from. Now, there's a whole society around us that's lost and undone without God and they don't know where that comes from. They just choose not to remember. Amen. But God Almighty gives us that breath, gives us the very air that we breathe. I thank Him for that. I like these cool fall winter days. Because you go out in the morning, I know the cold is that when you, especially us old folks. Amen. I said, us old folks, we get older, the cold and the chill seems to affect you in a different manner. It chills you from plumb to the bone. But I'm glad, praise God, you can go out in it and you can take a big old deep breath. Boy, that good cold morning air. And boy, what a blessing it is. It's so refreshing. It's reviving. It's stirring. It fires every fiber in your body, praise God. And you realize that's nothing but the breath of God. Amen. And we serve a mighty God. Paul says the charges of God are for me and you. See, God Not only did He give us all these things, but God also gave us a plan of salvation. A plan of salvation, praise God, that is true to His nature. Amen. Why? Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's the nature of God. It's the nature of God. I say it's the nature of God. And it's in His control to love us enough to send His only begotten Son. It's God's plan of salvation that He gives to me and you, and we can take it and to praise God and be full to the full.
Amen.
Amen. To running over because who God is. And God says, this is my plan. And God says, my plan that I have said I will carry out. Amen. God made provision in His plan. Who did He make provision for? For me and you. Amen. For you and I. Amen. Praise God, to be more correct. He made a provision for you and I that through Him we might be saved. Why? Because we're all sinners. God made a plan that He's going to carry out. He is going to fulfill because we can't. You say, preacher, why can't we be saved? Why can't we be saved if I want to? Why can't we just go ahead and just say, well, I'm saved and I'm going to go to heaven? Because we got to become part of God's plan. God's got a plan and He's laid it out, praise God, that we can be partakers in His plan through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. We can't do it on our own because we're old lost sinners. Amen. He tells us that we're sinners, praise God. He said, I want to save you because I love you. Ain't that what He said? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So God Almighty, He said, you know what? I'm the God of the universe, praise God. And He said, and I love you so much. He said, you're a sinner, you're rotten, you're no account, you stink in the nostrils of God. So, preacher, I wouldn't say that about the people, praise God. I'm saying that about me. Hello? I know how I am, Brother Chris. I'm just rotten and no account. But God so loved me, praise God. He sent His only begotten Son that through Him I might be saved. He said, you're a sinner, amen, and I hate sin, but He said, I love you. That's what He done for me on that Wednesday night in 1976. Amen. He come to that little church. He come on Tuesday night, and I held back. I grieved the Holy Ghost. I just praised the Lord that I didn't grieve Him away. Amen. But I'm glad that God is merciful that He'd come my way again. Amen. And He'd give me another opportunity to be saved. Amen. Because He loved me. Amen. And so God says, I love you. I've got a plan for you. He said, you're a sinner. Amen. You know, on that Wednesday night, I realized that. I knew it before. You remember the night, the day, the evening, the place, and you got saved? You remember the Holy Ghost showed you that you was an old lost sinner? I mean, maybe you had been trying to do right. It amazes me the people that'll work and put forth effort to try to do right. Try to live right, try to act right, try to talk right, try to walk right, praise God, within themselves. But you come to a place and a point that you realize, I'm not doing too good at this. So I'm not doing well at all in this. And in God the Holy Ghost, He tiptoes across your spirit and He tickles your heart and He said, touches your heart. He said, you can't accomplish because you're a sinner. Amen. And I come to myself on that Wednesday night like the prodigal. I said, you know what, Lord? I can't do this because I'm a sinner. And you wonder within yourself, where'd that come from? Because we don't like to admit when we mess up. Hello? We don't want to admit when we do things and say things and act out in a way that's inappropriate. But when we come to ourselves and we realize that God is in charge and He's done said, you know what? You're just an old sinner and you need some help. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's when God Almighty, He said, you're a sinner. He said, I want to save you. I love you and I want to help you. Basically what God's saying, He said, this is the only way. He said, take it or leave it. Amen. Now, I'm just being straight up this morning. God said, this is the way unto salvation. He said, God said, this is the plan that I have for you. What about, listen to me, what about God loving you enough that He made a plan specific for you? Amen. His plan for you, praise God, is specific for you. It's just for you. Because God loves you that much. God so loved you. That word so, it's bigger than I can't even explain that word so. Amen. That word so is, it's a massive word. Amen. As God looks at us, He sees our heart. Praise God. He knows where we're at. He knows what He is. And He tries to get us to realize that He's God and we're not. And He begins to manifest Himself to our hearts. Amen. To know Him and the knowledge that He has. Praise God. That's what He says in Psalm chapter 14. The Bible says this in verse number 1. It said, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. What is a fool? A fool is somebody that says there is no God. Amen. An old judge had a fellow come before him one time. He took a case and he went before the judge and he said, Your Honor, I'm filing a lawsuit because everybody's got a day. There's Columbus Day. There's all these different days. He said, I'm a non-believer. I'm an atheist and I believe I ought to have my day too. And the old judge heard the case. He went before the judge. He heard the case. And he looked at it real carefully. And he smacked the gavel. He said, case dismissed. And a lawyer for the atheist jumped up and said, wait a minute, what do you mean case dismissed? He said, he says he needs a day. But praise God, he's already got a day. April Fool's is his day because a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. Case dismissed. Amen. He does have a day. But the Bible says only a fool would say in his heart that there is no God. Because of the God of the universe, that we see the God that is there for you and I. But he goes on in Psalm 14, in verse 1, he says, they are corrupt, they have done abominable work, there is none that doeth good. He said, so what we see, he said, we see people that are caught up in this thing. He said, no one knows, praise God, that the way they ought to act and the way that they should proceed. In other words, what God's telling us here, that there's none of us, praise God, that's doing the things that we should be desiring to do. Amen. What do you mean? If we believe God and we've been saved and born again, praise God, our want-to should change. Amen. We should want to be a different person. Our desires should change towards God because we realize that He is God. Bible says in Psalm 14, verse 2, He said, the Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men. Now that gives the reality thing that God pays attention, a close observation of you and me. Hello? I know that scares me to death. That God has a close observation of us. He's watching us continually. Amen. He sees you right now. But He also sees you when you're down at your house. Amen. He also sees you when you're down at the schoolhouse. Amen. He also sees those that are in the White House. Amen. He sees them. He knows where we're at, praise God. He knows what we're doing. And our desire, praise God, should be toward God, praise Lord, see Him, because we know that He is God and He's looking down upon us. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand. Amen. So in other words, what He's looking for, He's looking to see if any did exist that was looking for godliness. Amen. I wonder about our own lives today. If we search our own hearts, are we looking and striving for godliness, for righteousness? And Lord, not man's righteousness, but God's righteousness. Are we seeking it with all our heart? Nobody knows, amen, nobody acknowledges, nobody's looking, praise God, but do we really have a desire to? We stand without excuse. He said, if there were any that did understand and seek God, are we seeking? I'm going to say this, but God's not hid from us, youngins. Amen? God's not some secret thing that we can't know and we can't figure out. God's not hid today. God is there. He doesn't conceal himself to me and you. Amen. Praise God. He shows himself to me and you. Praise God. The exact opposite. Praise God. That today he is revealed through his word. But he says it still looks like it was in Psalm 14 days. Not a whole lot of people that's seeking him. Amen. Now, if you love somebody, you love something, praise God, you ought to seek, praise the Lord, seek their affection. Seek to know them better. Seek to understand them. Amen. The Bible says a man's supposed to love his wife according to knowledge or in an understanding way. You know what that means? That means we have to put forth some effort. Amen. To have relationships, we have to put forth some effort into it. To have a relationship with the Lord, we have to put a little effort into it. You say, what does that mean? That means that maybe of an evening, praise God, when you sit down in front of the television, maybe before you turn it on, you take your Bible, you open it up, and you read a chapter here and there. Amen. Amen? You put that. You might decide, praise the Lord, you don't even need to turn TV on. Maybe just look at your Bible just a little bit more. Amen. Some nights, praise God, it's a whole lot better. And it's a whole lot better for you. Amen? Praise God. God begins to manifest himself into it so that you might know God. He said there's no understanding. He said there's nobody that's seeking God. We see this. This is very familiar. If you remember over in Acts chapter 17, Paul got over there and he said these people had all these gods that they was listed. But on one of the plaques, all these worldly gods they had, but on one of the plaques they said to the unknown God. Amen. So the God, not that they didn't know him, they chose to forget him. Amen. That's what happens in the world today. We choose to forget him because sometimes God brings conviction on our hearts. Amen. Praise the Lord. He brings conviction on our hearts. He said, there is none that understandeth, verse 11, there is none that seeketh after God, because he brings conviction. But he said, let me just fill you in on this unknown God. Let me tell you about the God who created the worlds and the universe, praise God. The God that loved you and he sent his only begotten son to die for you, praise God, so that you might be saved. He said, let me tell you about this unknown God. Not that he's not known, but praise God that you choose to forget him. Amen. Praise the Lord. The man has to come to God, praise the Lord. We can't go away from God. We have to come to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says there at verse number 12 of Romans 3, he said, they are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. He said, what's happened? He said, we've left the way. He said, we've missed the marks and we've turned aside from what's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. They left what they knew was right. There's a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of our people, praise God, that's left what they know is right. Amen. And they're just trying to fill in the blanks with everything else. I want to say it will not be filled with everything else. It'll be filled with Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We have to choose to go back to the Lord. We have to choose to go back to that relationship that we had from the beginning. The psalmist said in Psalm 14, verse 3, he said, they're all gone along, got all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. He said, they've left the Lord, praise God, and they've chose not to go back. I want to say, praise the Lord, hey, don't ever leave the Lord. If you do, hurry and get back to him. Amen. When you realize, praise God, where you messed up. Because they said, when we go, he said, we become unprofitable for the Lord. The Lord can't use us when we're not right with God. Amen. There's a whole lot of people, a whole lot of us, God's got it. Now, this is God's charge. He said, there's no understanding. They've gone out of the way. They haven't turned back. He said, they've been made unprofitable. Amen. They've been made useless for the cause of Christ. God can't use us. Amen. We're out of the will of God. He said it's like spoiled fruit. It's unprofitable. Spoiled fruit, amen. You leave it out there and it gets spoiled. It don't even look tempting. It don't look appetizing. Amen. And after a while, if you leave it out long enough, it begins to stink. Amen. It begins to stink. Mankind's like spoiled fruit. Amen. We're rotten. We've become unprofitable for the use of God. So what Paul tells here, praise God, he said there's none that's doing good. There's none that's choosing to go back and get where we need to be. And God's a charging us that, praise God, that he said we went off in the wrong direction and we keep going in the wrong direction. He said it's time that we come to ourselves and turn back to God that we might see his power one more time, praise God. I mean, we can't help ourselves, but God can help us in tremendous ways. Amen. God can move upon our life. Praise God. God can take us in the direction that he wants us to go if we're willing to seek him with our hearts. He says, they are all gone out of the way and they are together become unprofitable. You know, if we ain't careful, we take others with us along the way as we go. Amen. We get out of the will of God. We quit searching, seeking for God with all our heart. He said if we'll seek with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, praise God, that God Almighty will manifest himself to us. Like I said, he's not hid. He's there for us to see. He makes himself available to us if we'll make ourselves available to him. Amen. He'll move in a mighty way in the circle of our life, and he'll begin to do things for us. Because he said, there's none that doeth good. And he looks out upon us. Now he said, God's looking down from heaven. He looks out and he said, there's not any. There's not any that's doing good. He said, I can't find no one. But we need to be like Elijah. We need to be like Elisha. We need to be like Jeremiah. We need to be like Isaiah. We need to throw up our hands and say, Lord, here I am. Send me. Send me, Lord. Help me, God. Help me to be doing good. Help me to seek your direction. Amen. The charges of God that we see here today is because God is God. God is real. And we realize God is in charge. He's in control. And I want him to be in control of my life. Amen. I want him to have total control of our lives so that we can be found pleasing him, that we can do those things that bring glory to God's name. Amen. God is in, he's anticipating where we are. He said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we know that. But he said, we've also been justified freely through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ has come and paid the price of our sin so that we might be free. So that we can come into the presence of God Almighty and see his power and his strength and his great glory upon our lives. That's what God says he has for us. The presence of God. Amen. And you say, preacher, well, the times that we're living in is so peculiar. They are peculiar. We're in peculiar times. But there's not a time that's come upon us that the Lord don't know about. I believe it's for such a time as this that he's brought us to where we are today. As such a time as we're living in right now. The charges of God are just seek my face. Understand my ways. Come to know me in a free pardon of sin. Come to know that I love you and I care for you. And I want to save you. I want to draw you unto myself. We can't get to God. Amen. Till we realize that we need to. Amen. We can't be saved till we realize that we need a Savior. Amen. We can't be hoping from the Lord till we realize that we have no hope outside of Christ. But when we come to ourselves, like that old prodigal, praise God, he threw down his pail and he jumped the rail. God realized he didn't have to go to hell. And he headed back toward the Father's house. Amen. Why? Because there was some understanding. We realize that God Almighty sent his only begotten Son, that through him we might be saved this morning. God Almighty's a speaking to our hearts. God Almighty's a drawing us in a big way. God's encircling us. You remember them old westerns where the Indians would attack and they would circle the wagons as a type of a defense? Amen. I believe today God's a circling the wagons. I believe God's a getting people together and circled about for such a time as this. That's where we can love each other and pray for each other and love on each other. Amen. Love God with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, and our strength. And God begin to do marvelous things for us. And what he does, he begins to, as we begin to circle our wagons and circle up for God, begin to pray and bombard heaven without ceasing. Amen. I mean, pray, God, just pray and pray and pray without giving up. Because we know that God has made us promises, and he's a promise keeper. So we circle up, we keep praying, and what we're seeing is God just a working all around the fringes. Amen. You know what he's doing? All those wagons, all that firewood that's gathered around, God's is just going out into the midst, and he's just getting one here and one there. Praise God, he's bringing them into the circle. Amen. Just a little at a time. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. You believe God's able to do that? The charges of God, that God is in charge. And we just keep praying, believing, trusting him that he's just going to keep going out and getting them. And he's going to keep bringing them in to himself, one by one by one, into the presence of God. Amen. The things that we'll have to go through to get there, we don't know. Every one of us, every heart, every home, every family is going through trials and tribulation like we've never seen before. But we've got to realize in our heart that God, even in all of this, God is still in charge. He's still in control. And that he still loves you, even though you're a sinner. He wants to save you, and he wants to help you, and he wants to draw you unto himself, into his inner circle. Amen. Into that place of protection for you and for me. A place where he'd have us to be in these last days that we live. That God might get the glory. Because while hell's a sailing all around outside the wagons, the Indians are attacking. And I'm not being negative on Indians. Amen. They had a right to defend what they thought was theirs. Amen. I believe we did the Indians wrong. Amen. We made them promises that we didn't keep. We should have took care of them. They should have their own place. But that's all history. But God Almighty, He's circled the wagon, and he's bringing us in. Amen. He's bringing us in away from the enemy. And he's given us a place of sanctuary in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us a place of sanctuary in his house. And since that this morning, praise God, you know what we have to do? We just have to love each other. He said that's the proof of being a child of God, is that we love the brethren. That we love each other, and we encourage, we lift up each other. Amen. We give that encouragement. We put away discouragement, and we try to encourage each other in the Lord. Amen. That's what God says. You know what? He said, I'm in charge. He said, if you just listen to me, he said, I control it all. But he said, if you'll let me control you, amen, if you'll let me control you. If God can control the whole world, you don't think he can control you? He can help you. He can guide you. He can lead you. He can direct you. Amen. Praise God. He'll direct you unto salvation, and he'll direct you unto sanctification. Amen. To where when it's all said and done, we'll be more like him than we've ever been before. That one day in a little while that he'll present us to himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. The Lord will say, here, Father, here they are. And the Father will look on us, all they'll see is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we've pled the blood, and we've pled the blood, and we've pled the blood. And said, Lord Jesus, I can't, but you can. And God Almighty's moved upon our hearts. And he give us. He said, we're not no better than anybody else. He said, but we can all be children of God.